Yesterday, Aiden Curry, Rough Riders starting pitcher, was kind enough to sit down with us for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation. Let's get you part two of that interview right here on the Cacique pregame show.
I want to dive into your history a little bit. You mentioned growing up with Eric Yost and playing baseball together with him, but when did your love of baseball really first start?
Honestly, probably from when I was really young. I had my dad did a great job letting me play whatever I kind of wanted to play, and kind of told me, like, hey, you can play whatever sport you want, but whatever you play, like, make sure you want to be there, you're putting in your best effort and stuff like that. And so for me, it just happened to be baseball that I enjoyed the most. I played other sports in, like, growing up in middle school and high school, but baseball was definitely one that I was the best at and also found the most fun because of that. So definitely from a young age, like 4 or 5 years old, t-ball, just enjoyed it and ran with it.
You're 6'5". When did the growth spurt pop up, and what was that like?
That was interesting for me because it was late in high school, so I was a super late bloomer, like sophomore summer. Going into junior year, I went from, I want to say it was like 5'10", 5'11", to like 6'3", 6'4", and I had the worst shin splints ever. And I was running track at the time, too, so that didn't help either. But it was really that summer where it's kind of just sprung up and had to, like, kind of refigure out the motor skills of, like, whoa, I'm tall now and put on a little bit of weight. So it was definitely that sophomore season going into junior year of high school.
Was that when you thought I could maybe play professional baseball, or when was that realization?
Honestly, it was kind of late for me with the professional kind of scope, because I always knew I wanted to play college baseball, but that was always the step to get to professional baseball for me. So once I did grow and, like, started to throw a little bit in front of some scouts and get some traction, I was like, okay, maybe not. Like, I'll probably still go to school. And then the Rangers were the only team that offered me, and figured, like, hey, this is the opportunity to get in now. Why wait? So I took the opportunity and signed in 2020. Very happy I took that.
Such an odd situation in 2020, right? 5-round draft, and then you get signed, and the Rangers were very active in signing a lot of guys. So what was that whole process like?
It was interesting. So my area scout, T-Money, he was unbelievable. He was coming to workouts with his mask on, like, then driving up to the school for school practice. And then he actually saw me down in Jupiter, Florida, originally, and then would be driving all around the Northeast and saw me a bunch in New York. But then it was kind of watching the draft with, like, a 2% maybe I get picked. But kind of had an idea that, like, maybe I'll have a free agent offer after. And a couple days after the draft, they reached out to hop on a Zoom and gave me that offer.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Aiden Curry, our guest. Now, the finals are going on right now. New York Knicks are in there. As someone who's from New York, can you describe what this is like for the Knicks to be in the position they are?
It's crazy. Definitely crazy. It's like pandemonium in the city right now. They're actually coming here for Saturday for game 5, so I'm hoping we can, like, be in the area for the clinch, but I know we're kind of in hostile territory, so but I'm hoping they get it done in 5. But it's been crazy. I mean, growing up with the Knicks, where it was Carmelo Anthony and that was it. So he got a couple other good stars, but never really, I guess, amounted to much. So it's definitely kind of crazy to see that long drought of playoff failure starting to come a little bit closer to, I guess, success.
As a New York sports fan in general, do you have a favorite moment from when you were growing up?
I haven't gone to a lot of basketball games. I've gone to more football games, and I'm a Jets fan, so there's not many, but I was at a few, like, very memorable games. I was at the Week 17 Antonio Brown meltdown game, which was pretty cool. And then I was also at the 2015 Jets-Patriots game where they elected to kick in overtime, and the Jets won it in overtime on the first drive. And it was, like, right in front of me. I was, like, 13 or something, and it was a lot. That was crazy. It was so much fun. But definitely more football games than basketball games, for sure.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. Aiden Curry, our guest here on the pregame show. Aiden, thanks so much, and happy to have you here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.